And more news stories now. Recycling centres face the chop as the county council looks to save 15 million quid. And Norwich's black cab drivers may strike over rising fuel costs. And there are new scams involving the lottery and Tesco's.
Recycling centres could be forced to close on certain days under a series of dramatic measures proposed by County Hall in an effort to cut £15 million from its budget. Other options being considered by Norfolk County Council include raiding adult social care reserves and possibly cutting funding to mobile library services by almost a half. Critics have said proposals will cause immense hardship and worry and will simply raise costs in other areas. The Conservative-led authority needs to find millions of pounds in savings if it is to balance the budget. Next month, its cabinet is being asked to approve the first £13 million of savings of an initial £15 million target, with further cuts to come in the future. They include the plan, which would save around £200,000 from next year's budget, to close recycling centres on Wednesdays. Other cuts outlined include reducing Norfolk Record Office opening hours with savings of £22,000, cutting funding to Norfolk Windmills Trust, which cares for 21 buildings across Norfolk, 13 of which are owned or leased by Norfolk County Council, £20,000. Reducing weed killing on the highways network to once a year, £130,000. Centralising spend on communications, £100,000. Back office efficiencies in parking enforcement, £100,000. There is no way of cutting services that people rely on where demand is already outstripping the budget without causing immense hardship and worry. Cuts to community services inevitably have a knock-on and raise costs elsewhere.
More than 100 school buildings in our region are so dilapidated they are at risk of immediate failure, an official report has found. As part of a survey conducted by the government into conditions of school buildings nationwide, 121 schools in Norfolk and Waveney were identified as being at risk, around one in every four. The Conditions of School Buildings survey, conducted by the Department for Education, classified how fit for purpose the buildings children are being taught in are. Buildings were rated between A and D, with D-grade buildings considered to be either at the end of their life or at serious risk of imminent failure. In Norfolk and Waveney, one in four schools were found to have at least one element classified as grade D. Now, with 112 of the 121 being in Norfolk, it means there are just 10 local authority areas in the country with more on the list. Suffolk rank 16th on the list, with 90 schools rated as grade D. Norfolk County Council education bosses say they are taking the report's findings seriously and looking for solutions, but critics say too little has been spent historically on addressing the problem. There are 432 schools as it stands in Norfolk, with County Hall responsible for 153 of these. The rest are either maintained by Academy Trusts or the Church of England.
Black cab drivers are angry and frustrated at Norwich City Council's refusal to raise their fixed fares. Drivers estimate they are losing out on up to £400 a month due to increased fuel costs. But they are unable to put their prices up without approval from the council, and some are now threatening to bring the city to a standstill in protest. Craig Dimbleby, who has been a taxi driver for nearly 30 years, said all the local companies have put their prices up accordingly due to the fuel prices, but we are in left behind. There's nothing we can do about it without the intervention of the city council. Other transport sectors in the region have received more support from the city council. This includes First Bus, which will get £3.2 million for electric buses from the Department for Transport's 500 million zero emissions bus regulation area, ZEBRA, fund, which the council secured. A city council spokesman said, "The council is working hard to help wherever it can and is proactively responding to the requests from drivers to review their fares. We have been working on the reviewing the meter charging and hope to have a solution in place soon. We will be in touch directly with the cab drivers affected to upgrade them."
Now, people living in Norfolk have been urged to treat obesity as a problem for everybody, after new figures revealed that 2 out of 3 adults in the county are classified as either overweight or obese. Recent statistics have shown that the proportion of adults in the county that are overweight is the highest it has been in 6 years, with 64% of adults in this category. And in all but 2 local authority areas, this figure has climbed. The statistics are according to a survey conducted by National Public Health Bosses and are based on body mass index, which is calculated using a person's height and weight, with a BMI of 25 or over, considered overweight. The figures show that the 3 areas with the highest rates in the region are Great Yarmouth with 68.7%, West Norfolk at 68.3%, and North Norfolk at 69.3%.
"People in Norfolk are being told they have won the lottery is a new scam. Trading Standards is warning people not to interact with the call which tells targets they have won the lottery and asks them to press 1 on their telephone keypad to claim their winnings. Pressing the number connects them to a line that could be charging a premium rate, and the scammer tries to keep them on the line for as long as possible. During the call, the scammer will then attempt to gather personal details and ask the target to make payments to enable winnings to be released. Each time a payment is made, the fraudster comes up with a new reason for why the winnings cannot be released. Norfolk Trading Standards is urging people to be wary of claims made during telephone cold calls. If someone receives the call or a similar recorded message, Trading Standards advice is not to interact with the call and hang up. The scam can be reported via the Citizens Advice Helpline on 0808 223 1133.
And shoppers at Tesco are being warned not to fall victim to a gift card scam. Action Fraud said it has received 172 reports this month about the scam, which sees fake emails sent to shoppers purporting to be from the supermarket. The emails state that the recipient has been selected for the chance to win a £500 Tesco gift card. And to get one step closer to winning the prize, the email asks people to confirm their details or log into their PayPal account. In a warning on social media, the UK's National Fraud Reporting Centre, Action Fraud, said the links in the emails lead to phishing websites designed to steal personal and financial information. Your bank or any other official organisation won't ask you to share personal information over email or text. And if you need to check that it's a genuine message, contact them directly, it added. People are urged to forward emails that feel suspicious, even if you're not certain they're a scam, to report at phishing.gov.uk.
A wildlife haven tucked away in the heart of the city may soon open to the public for the very first time. but only to those travelling by boat, bike and board. The sweetbriar marshes have recently been snapped up by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust following an investment scheme of £600,000 which was launched by a community campaign. Home to a rare and vulnerable species of wildlife, parts of the area of disused farmland have been designated a site of special scientific interest. Despite it being early days in the wetlands development, a vision has been revealed as to how the secret oasis may be accessed not only by those with wings or fins, but by those on two legs as well. Lucy Galvin, convener of the Sweetbriar Community Campaign, said, "There is no public access at the moment, but we are at the beginning of a very careful process of discovery for this absolute treasure." Sweetbriar Marshes is linked by the Wensum, which borders it, on three sides, and is an incredibly natural corridor. As well as the River Wensum, the 90-acre green space is flanked by Marriott's Way. This means the wildlife gem may be made accessible to cyclists and walkers, as well as those stopping or launching craft on the river. The land was bought in January by the Esme Fairbairn Foundation, which agreed to build the land for 2 years to give Norfolk Wildlife Trust time to raise the funds to buy it.